Again, thank you everybody for joining us, and thank you for your Divrei Torah, Machshavos, feelings. Want to welcome Rabbi Shalom Rosner from Eretz Yisrael as well. Rabbi Rosner is a Magid Shir in numerous yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm an alumnus of Keren B'Yavna. I'm very excited when I heard that Rabbi Rosner is going to be one of the new full-time Rebbeim at Keren B'Yavna. It's exciting for me. And many of you know Rabbi Rosner from the neighborhood here, being the Rav in Cedarhurst. Not Woodmere, Cedarhurst, right? Woodmere, I'm sorry. And Bechavid Rav, we want to just again thank the sponsors, Mr. and Mrs. Shia Kanner. And we mentioned the names earlier, Mr. and Mrs. Carmi Schwartz, Mr. and Mrs. Robert Veg, Mr. and Mrs. Tzvi Lamask. We mentioned the names, the Lili Neshama, earlier before the first year. And we again look forward that the Limud Torah that's happening this morning should be nila to all those Neshamas that I mentioned earlier, Bechavid Rav, Rabbi Rosner. If you don't have Mar Makomos, please just, anyone who doesn't have the Mar Makomos? Okay, well, make sure everybody has Mar Makomos.
Shisser of Orlean, thank you very much. And Rav Lippman, thank you for your inspiring words. There are many special numbers that we have in Yahadus. The number 3 is very special. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. The number 4 is special. The number 7 and 8 are special. Maybe, Beis Hashem, we'll get back to that a little bit later. Today we're going to talk about the number 70. The number 70, which is what Klal Yisrael are celebrating this week. 70 years since 1948, since those miraculous moments. What is it about this number that makes it so significant, that makes it so special, that makes it so unique? We know David HaMelech tells us from personal experience, Yumeishin Oseinu Shivim Shana. He wrote that before he reached, you know, Shivim Shana. But Yumeishin Oseinu Shivim Shana, 70 is a lifetime. Choni HaMa'agel, when he had his famous dream, and he couldn't understand the pasuk of Ayinu Kecholmim. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Tainus that he slept for 70 years. 70. Because 70 is a generation. 70 is a lifetime. The Gemara in Tainus Chav Gimel, source number 2. Kol Yom Shloso Tzadik Hayim Mitztayer, Choni HaMa'agel was bothered. What's pshat of this pasuk? That already is a musar. That it bothers him that he can't understand pshat of a pasuk. But he understands, what's the pshat? How could somebody sleep for 70 years? Mika denayim shivin shnin. So he sleeps for 70 years. We know he was eating. A rock formed over him. And he was hidden from vision. And he wakes up. And he doesn't understand, you know, where he is. He's a little out of sorts. And he asks. He had seen someone planting a tree before he had gone to sleep. And he sees somebody reaping the fruits of the tree. When he wakes up. And he says, before he goes to sleep even, he says, Ad kama shanin toyin, amalei ha-shivin shnin. How long is this going to take to grow fruit? It says 70 years. He says, you think you're going to live that long? One of the most beautiful lines in all of Shas. Omar lei, ha-gavra alma b'charuv ha-shkachte. That man, meaning me, I was born into a world that had grown trees and fruit growing on it. Ki hechi d'shasli li ha-havasi, shasla nami l'brohi. Just like I was born into a land and a world where there were fruit, I'm planting. Just like my grandparents took care of me, I'm taking care of my grandchildren. So he says it takes 70 years. Yosef, he starts eating lunch, and a rock grows over him, and he sleeps for 70 years because he wakes up and he sees the tree actually, Lamaisa, has fruit. So 70 years is a lifetime. 70 years is a generation. We know the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. When somebody reaches 70, it's the age of seva, the age of looking back on life experiences. So what is the special message about 70? Let's focus on a couple of other 70s and try to see if we could come up with a theme, come up with a common denominator. The Medrash tells us in Bamidbar, in source number 4 in Parshas Naso, we know every item, right, relates to Shmini, the Mishkan, right, every item that was given had some representation. Shivim shekel b'shekel HaKodesh. Why shivim shekel? So the Medrash tells us the famous line. Kishem sheyayin, just like wine. Wine is gematria 70. Wine, which the Gemara says, nichlas yayin yasa sod. Wine has secrets. Kach yeh shivim panim b'torah.
There are 70 facets. There are 70 faces for every Torah topic. And the Gemara in Shabbos also says, in source number 5, Daf Peches, the Maimed Har Sinai Gemaras, called Dibur V'Dibur Shiyatza Mi Piyak Gvura Nechlach L'Shivim L'Shonos. Same type of idea. Every Torah topic, every concept can be broken down into 70 parts, into 70 ingredients. Again, the number 70. Why Dafka Shivim Panim LaTorah? Me'av Arboim Panim LaTorah? Shishim Panim LaTorah? What's 70? Why Dafka is 70 it? Let's keep going. Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need some help. You know, it's like towards the end, who am I going to appoint? Hashem says, okay, you're going to pass it on. Esfali Shivim Ish. 70 elders. The Sanhedrin is made up, Sanhedrin Dav Beis, 70, 71, Moshe Al-Gabeyam, Moshe Imahem. But not only is every Torah concept could be broken down into 70, but the Torah opinions, the classic, the greatest, Sanhedrin HaGadol, is 70. So what is it about 70? If we think about it, it's not on your sheet, but we know there are 52 Shabbosos during the year. 52 plus, how many days of Yontif are there? Gemara in Arachin, Daf Yud tells us 18. 18 days. 18 plus 72 in Eretz Yisrael. 7 days of Sukkot, 7 days of Pesach, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so Eretz Yisrael, Yom Kippur, 18. 18 plus 52. There are 70 Yimei Kodesh during the year. Why is that? I was preparing for a different shiur that I gave over Shabbos. Yesterday was the only, this is just parenthetical, yesterday is the only time in the entire Torah where the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem el Aharon Lamor. The only time it ever says that in the entire Torah, Vayidaber Hashem el Aharon Lamor. So I wanted to make sure, so I searched my Bar Ilan, I wanted to make sure if I was using it in the Drasha that it was really the only time. So I searched Vayidaber Hashem in the Torah, 70 times it says that regarding Moshe. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lamor, it says 70 times in the Torah. Fascinating. And Vayidaber Hashem al Aharon Lamor is one. So what is it about 70? Let's continue. As we know, famously, Yirmiyahu HaNavi prophesizes. And this is what all the nations knew. Right? Achashverosh knew. Balshitzar knew. They all knew and they miscalculated. Where do you start from? But they all knew there's going to be 70 years of exile for Klal Yisrael. Ki kamar Hashem ki lofi malos lebavol shivim shana efkod eschem vakimosi alechem es divrei atov laashiv eschem elamakom hazem. Going to bring you back after 70 years, as if there was a message of the 70 that Klal Yisrael had to learn before meriting coming back. Why dafka 70 years? And they knew beforehand it was going to be 70. So what was it about 70, this unit that is so representative and defining? And finally, last question of introduction. Again, a famous story that we all know from the Haggadah. The rabbinic entourage comes to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in Maseches Brachos Daf Chav Zayin, where Rabbi Gamliel has been removed from the Nisius because of a story that happens there. They have to find a new chief rabbi. So they come to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He has all the milas. He has wealth. He has yichus. He has everything. And they knock on his door. They say, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, will you be our chief rabbi? This is the greatest wish that any rabbi ever dreams of and achieves. They're like, please. And he says, I have to ask my wife. I have to ask my wife. I'm going to be out of the house more. I'm going to be on the lecture circuit. Can't just, it's great for me, but what about her? I'm going to step on her toes. I have to go ask my wife. He goes to ask his wife. And his wife says, what do you need this for? They're going to fire you tomorrow. They could fire you tomorrow. And he says, better to be a glass kli for one day in my life than an earthenware kli all my life. And then she says, but you don't have a white beard. And overnight, miraculously, he grew a white beard and he says, Hare ani ki ven shivim shana. I am like 70. Dafka 70. Not 80. Not 60. As if they were nervous. How can I be the leader of the Jewish people without the 70 message? And Hashem says to him, don't worry, you got it. You're 18, but ki'ilu, you're 70. As if there was some type of message that he had to, that he was nervous. Can I be a leader without 70? And Hashem says to him miraculously, yes, you have it. So what is it about the number 70? 70 facets of the Torah, 70 rabbis, 70 years. Right, 70 of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So what is it about 70? Maybe the secret is one other 70, which we all know, but maybe we don't realize and focus about it. There's one more 70. It's actually two 70s that are opposites. We know, the Medrash tells us, Rashi quotes in the Parshas Pinchas, Shmini Atzeres. Why do we have Shmini Atzeres without any mitzvos, with special karbanos, after the karbanos brought on Sukkis? So Rashi tells us, in source number 9, on the top of the next page, Hashem says, I want one day just me and you. Special karbanos. Now, often on Shmini Atzeres, we walk into the shul, we feel like we forgot something. You know, the whole, you know, we usually, the sukkah with the lulav and the esrog, and then we come in, we're like, it's just me. Just me and God. Atzeres. What's the message of Atzeres? Hashem says, Medrash Agada, Lefisha kol yamos haregel hikrivu keneged shivin umos. All the days of Yantif. We know there were 70 cows that are brought in the base of Migdash, keneged the 70 nations. Hashem wants one day just with us. So there are 70 nations. They didn't start off as 70. In the Dor HaFlaga, there was one. They were all together. Safa Achas. Hashem spread them out. 1 to 70. What about Klal Yisrael? We went into Mitzrayim. How many were we, Parshas Vayigash? We were 70. And it wasn't just 70. Rashi quotes, we were really 69 until the last few seconds. Yocheved was between the walls, as if we had to get 70 before we got in there. Unbelievable. So it'll be 69. You had to be born that second. And Chazal make a big thing about it. It was really, if you do the math, it was 69. But really, Yocheved was born right before they got in to make it 70. And we went out as one. So the other nations of the world started off as one and became 70. We started off as 70, bedafka 70, and we became one. What's the secret? What's the message? I gave you the Rashi about Yocheved, source 10. Yocheved, I thought about it this week. Like, it's as if we had to get there right beforehand. And Rashi quotes that we all unified. What's the message? The number 70 symbolizes individuality within a totality. 70 symbolizes the uniqueness of every individual, but as part of being bound up as a whole. Tzibur and Yachid. And one does not negate the other, and we need both. Everyone is unique. Every individual, every yachid. The Ramban writes, you know why the Sanhedrin is 70? Esfali shivim ish? Because any topic has 70 opinions. And when we have a Sanhedrin, every single opinion is represented. The Ramban writes that on Parshas Baal Oscha, source number 12. V'tziva ha-mispar hazeh b'shofte Yisrael, ki ha-mispar hazeh yichlo kol adeos, b'yoso kol ha-kochos, v'li'ipola mehem kol davar. 70 is a number that Hashem put it into the Bria. 70 represents every single individual represented. The Baruch Sha'amar, the Torah Tamima, right? Baruch Halevi Epstein, his farm is the Torah Tamima, but all his other farm are named Baruch, Baruch Sha'amar. That's what he said. Baruch Sha'amar on Siddur, Baruch Sha'amar on Pirkei Avos. So he explains in his commentary on the Siddur, in source number 13, we know that Torah is called a Shira. Torah is called a song. Why is it called a song? The Baruch Shamra explains, in the context of the sugya of Elu Ve'elu Divri Elokim Chayim, imagine you have an orchestra. You see the orchestra, and you have the violins, and you have the tubas, and you have the French horns, and you have the pianos. You have all the different... What if you left one out? What if you left one out? Would it make such a big difference? So to me and you, maybe not, but to the people who really know, yes. I know, I detect that you're missing the tuba. Everyone makes a difference. Every individual has significance and is important. And says the Baruch Sha'amar, that's Torah. It's like an orchestra. It's like a symphony. Every single shita, Bishamai, Beis Hillel, Rav Chisda, Rav Ashi, the Ksos, the Nesivis, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, every opinion adds to the symphony of what we call Torah. V'cheinu b'Torah, says the Baruch Sha'amar. First he gives the mashal. Let's just read the nimshal. V'kachu b'Torah in the second half of 13. Ki mistiros hadeos yotza adavar lamito. Through contradictory voices, we come to the ultimate, composite, comprehensive truth. V'yan ki mikoach astiros uvikuchim yizbara adin liyishuro. Through all the opinions, we come to the ultimate understanding of the concept. L'chein chavivim l'fnei hamakom, kol elo adeos, k'mo ha'emes atzma. Every opinion adds. And that's why the shivim panim la'Torah. And that's why every dibur by Har Sinai was broken up into 70 parts. Because 70 means every one of the 70 is unique. If any day of Shabbos or any Yom Kodesh is missing, that impacts. Because every day, every Shabbos, every Yontif day, adds something. 70 is about the individual. But on the other hand, 70 is also not just disparate parts not connected. 70 is and must be seen as the whole. The entire Sanhedrin. Every opinion is represented. But there's one psak. They form a Sanhedrin, a unit. They come with one psak given to Klal Yisrael. The Torah is a symphony, as we just said. It's all disparate parts, but you know what? They play one song. There's one orchestra. There's one unit that they all bring their individuality, but are a part of the totality. Every yontif has its significance, but they're connected. It's a fascinating question I heard, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago. I don't know why I didn't hear it before that. We know we started today. Daf Yomi started today. It was Zochah to start Seder Kachim. So we all know the six Sedarim, Zman Nakat, Zroah, Moed, Nashim, Nezikin, Kachim, Taras. Why is only Moed in the singular? Zroahim, Moadim, Nashim, Nezikin, Kachim, Taras. Or Zera, Moed, Isha, Nezek, Kodesh, Tahor. But we're just so used to it, we never think about it. Never think about that? That's an amazing Kasha. Why is Moed Moed and not Moadim? So maybe the answer is because all the Moadim really are about one theme. It's all about Lifnei Hashem. It's all about connecting to God. It's all Moadim, but it's Moed. It's one idea. If you're missing any one of them, we're lacking. But it's all one theme. It's all one connected idea. It's 70 that come together as one. All the nations had 70. They didn't connect. They started as one, but they became 70. We have 70, but we became one. Because Klal Yisrael is about the Yachid and the Tzibur. Klal is about every single opinion, every single type of Jew being represented, but we all come together. But let's go one step deeper. So how does 70 do this? How did the disparate parts within the 70 come together and become one? The other nations don't have it. Right? The other nations have 70 and they're still 70. And we're 70 and we become one. What's the glue? How are we able to connect? So maybe learning two parts of the Maharal and putting them together, we can understand. Whenever there's a shiur about numbers, the Maharal has to be there. Art Scroll has a sefer all about numbers. It's all about the Maharal. Maharal talks a lot about numbers. So two Maharal, source 14 and source 15. One is known and one is not as well known. The Maharal writes often. I gave it to you in Ner Mitzvah, in source 14. What does the number 7 symbolize? 7 symbolizes Teva, as we know. Shabbos, Maisa Bracious, is 7. Shemitah, which has to do with the land, the physical land, agriculture, is 7. The rainbow has 7 colors, Roy G. Biv. Every point in the physical world has 6 directions and the mid-anchor point that holds it together. We shake the lulav in 6 different directions, and then it's the midpoint. 7 is teva. 7 is physical. 7 is nature. Says the Maharal in Source 14. V'lama kodesh kadacham achar shiva. What's after 7? We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem, in a minute. Ki hanogas olam ha-teva utachas mispar zayin. 7 is natural, physical. Ki b'zayin yamin nivra ha-olam ha-zetivi. In 7 days, Hashem created the world. L'fichach machsha achra ha-teva utachas mispar shmona. We'll get to that. But 7 is teva. 7 is physical. 8 is l'malam in ha-teva. 8 is a step beyond. Brismila is day 8. Shmini Atzeres is after the seven agricultural days of Sukkot, we have the eighth. After 7 weeks of counting, we get to the supernatural, we get to the spiritual, we get to eight. Lamala ben Ateva. That's Maharal number one. Seven and its relationship to eight. There's a second Maharal. This is in his commentary on Pirkei Avos in the Derech Chaim. Source 15. There he's commenting on the Mishnah of 10 people, Asar Sheyoshvin, learning Torah. What's 10? Says the Maharal, 10 is the first number that represents completeness, completion of a cycle. Every number before 10 represents there's still more to go. There's one, but then there's two, and then there's three. You're not finished yet. Once you get to 10, you start over again. 11 is 10 plus 1. So you've finished, you've completed. 10 represents something complete, and that's why you need a minion to daven. Because Hashem does not rest his presence on something that's incomplete, in a certain sense. Says the Maharal, Mikol Makom, Kivin Shah Asara ain't alof Tosefes. You don't add on to 10 except you start again. Avo Yish Tosefes Ad Asara. Lefichach, Kala Misparim Sha'ad Asara Heim Chaserim. Numbers up till 10 represent the lack of something. Vashem Yivar Yisbarach, Shum Hashalem, Hashem who is complete, Ein Shechinaso Im Adavar HaChaser. Hashem doesn't rest his presence on something lacking. Ein Shechinashor Pachos Me Asara. So 10 is complete, it's the finishing of a cycle. So Maharal says 7 is nature. 10 and every multiple of 10 is completing the cycle. Let's put those two together. 7D is 7 and 10. 7D represents the completion of the seven cycles of the natural worlds, the physical. But it's the interface. 7D represents the interface to the spiritual, to the metaphysical. We've completed 7 and even 10 times 7. We've completed it. But now we're connecting to something deeper, and that's the secret of 70. It's 70 disparate parts, but what's the glue? What's behind the interface to the spiritual, Hashem and His Torah, and the connection and the achdus that we have through the border. 70 is the border between the natural world, but 10 completes those seven cycles, like a Shavuos, like a Shemini Atzeres, and tips us off to the real glue that 70 represents. 70 is the start of the eighth, the metaphysical, the spiritual. And this is exactly a thought that some of you that listen to the Shira might have heard me say in the past, an unbelievable thought from Rav Meir Shapiro. I said this 2 years ago when I was Zocha to be in Shivas Chachmi Lublin. I said over this to Meir Shapiro. Meir Shapiro says there's a Gemara in Zvachim Kufta Zayin that tells us that B'Shas Maimed Har Sinai, all the nations of the world came to the smartest person that they knew of at that time. Who was that? Bilam HaRasha. Right, he was the smartest man. And they say to Bilam, what is going on? There's thunder and lightning. They don't know what's happening. Bilam, help us out. Zvachim Kufta Zayin, Source 16. Niskapsu kulam etzel Bilam HaRasha. V'yamrulo ma'kol ha'mon asher shamanu. Shema mabul bala olam. Is there a flood? Is there going to be a flood? And Bilam says, no, God promised. No more flood. And he said, no, God only promised no flood of water. Maybe there's going to be a flood of fire. Bilam says, calm down. No flood. They're like, okay, so what's going on? And what does Bilam say? Hashem is giving the Torah to his people. Hashem owes la'amo yitain. And they say, really? Okay, Baruch Hashem. They don't say Baruch Hashem. They say Baruch, whatever. Hashem yivarech es amo bashalom. Ask Meir Shapiro, why did the nations think there was going to be a flood? Okay, there was something scary going on. It was an awesome event. The whole world was affected. So why the marble? Out of all the major events. So why dafka did they think it was a marble? Says Rav Meir Shapiro, there's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu. The unbelievable nevuah. Yeshayahu is such an amazing sefer, as Rav Lippman noted before. You know, we have to learn more Navi. Baruch Hashem Zochan had to give the shiur. Anybody wants to listen on the OU, on the OU.org website, going through Navi. But it's really, it's an amazing. Sefer Yeshayahu is unbelievable. Anyway, so Yeshayahu says, V'gar ze'evim keves, in the future we know, the sheep and the wolves, all the animals are going to get along with each other. Amazing. 1 second. That's so miraculous and prophetic and it's never happened before. It happened once before in history. What's the big deal, Isaiah? It happened once before. On the Teva. All the animals got along. They were all on the Teva. So what's this amazing prophetic vision that's never happened before? The Garza Avim Keves. It's going to be amazing. It happened already. Says Rav Meir Shapiro, no, it never happened before. Because there are two types of Achdus. Achdus type one is an Achdus from what we might call Ein Breira. Right? Achdus because you have a common enemy. You have a common danger. You want to survive, you better get along with each other. Achdus type one. I remember 9/11 and the few days afterwards. Everybody was nice to each other. You know, I remember driving home from YU. I drove up, I passed the Twin Towers about 50 minutes before. I drove up to YU, I gave shiur. Then the way back, I had to go all the way back around. I remember everybody was nice to each other. Nobody was honking. It took hours to get back to Brooklyn that day. That's Achdus type one. That's not true Achdus. That's Achdus b'tayuch, a common enemy. You have to survive. That was Achdus on the Teva. What Yeshayahu HaNavi is talking about is an Achdus based on shared aspirations and common dreams and goals and values that connect the parties involved. And that's the Achdus never took place, and that's going to be when the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over the world, the Garza Avim Keves. The nations of the world come to Bilam and they see Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. They see Am Yisrael. Ki'ish Echad B'lev Echad. They say, Bilam, is there a mabul? What's going on? Because that's the Achdus that they could understand. It's an Achdus based on a danger, based on, oh my God, what's going on? And Bilam says, no, no, no. This is a different type of Achdus. Hashem owes La'amo Yitain. This is an Achdus based on Torah. Based on shared vision, common goals, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a type of Achdus that is unheard of. Hashem owes La'amo Yitain. And they say, wow. Hashem Yivarech Asama Bashalom. That's the Achdus of the 70. 70 is the border. It's the completion of the Olam HaTeva, and it's starting the Olam Me'al HaTeva. It's starting the 8th. It's starting the spiritual. It's starting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world and realm and his Torah. That's the glue. That's how the other nations could go from 1 to 70. And we go from 70, Dafka 70, as we said before. Yocheved Dafka, the last second. Because you have to have every point, individual represented. But we become one. That's what Rav Meir Shapiro tells us. And maybe that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a little nervous about. This is a heavy message. Every individual, every facet, but being together and being unified. I don't know if I have that. I'm only 18 years old. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, it's okay. He gives him a miraculous message. You got it. You could be the leader. The balance of the physical and the spiritual, the balance of the Olam HaTeva, but the glue of recognizing there's something beyond Me'al HaTeva. You have that leadership. I trust you. I believe in you. And maybe that's also what Klal Yisrael needed to try a little bit to understand again. Dafka 70 years. Because ultimate tshuva and ultimate coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when we recognize this balance, this interface between the Olam HaTeva, the Olam of 7 and 70, and the Olam Me'al HaTeva. Today we celebrate the number 70. 70 years that Hashem has given us what He calls a matana. There's only three things that Hashem calls a matana. The first statement of Rishon Bayechai and Ol Shas, beginning of Brachas. Three matanas given to the Jewish people. Olam Haba, Torah, and Eretz Yisrael. And all three Niklas B'Yisurin. But those are the three matanos that were given to us. And no one in the history of the world could ever take that away from us for us to recognize that Eretz Yisrael and our zchus, our privilege to be connected to it is called a matana. And our state of Israel has both elements of 70, as has been discussed. It has the Yechidim, it has the Tzibur. It has so many special Yechidim. It has people like Rav Asher Weiss who teaches Torah to anyone, anywhere, anytime. It has people like Natan Sharansky, who beyond human comprehension kept up his hopes and dreams in the face of impossible odds to become a leader of the generation. It has people like Rabbi Josh Fass, who single-handedly is responsible for bringing more than 50,000 Jews in the Kibbutz Galias that has been described. It has people like Miriam Peretz, who lost two sons in two separate wars, and she continues to give inspirational talks all over the country, as well as visiting other bereaved families, giving them strength to move forward and continue to live despite their unthinkable loss. It has people like Uri Levine, who brought the Waze technology to the world, who I think each of us are very thankful for. And it has people like me and you, who realize that Israel is the place of the Jewish past, present, and future. So Israel is about the Yechidim at 70. But it's also about the unit. It's about the feeling that you're part of a sum that's greater than its parts. A feeling that you're playing the game and on the team and not just watching from the sidelines. Years ago, we've been Zocha now, thinking about 10. So this is our 10th year. We're finishing up our 10th year in Israel, my wife and family. Remember our first year when we went for our driving test. So everybody has a story about their driving test. So we went to the driving test. You have to take, you've been driving for decades, but you got to take a driving test. So we went. So we had a baby at the time. And we went there. So, you know, usually somebody gives you the test and then somebody else. No, somebody gives you the lessons and then somebody else gives you the test. So we got out of the car, you know, with the stroller. My wife and I were waiting there. And then the guy comes up with the tester comes. So the guy who gave us the lesson, this elderly gentleman, I don't know, he's got to be 60, 70 years old, says, "Now please go in." So my wife starts going in and I'm standing, I'm waiting. He's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm waiting here with my baby." He says, "Go in, I'll watch the baby." A total stranger, I don't know what he's talking about. He's like, "Go!" I'm like, before I could even think, I'm in the car and I left my six-month-old with a total stranger who said he'll watch the baby. It's about family, it's about a unit. It's not just about individuals. When the entire country celebrates Chagim together as one, Chol HaMoed, everybody's off. You feel that you're part of something larger than yourself. It's a medina, it's a state that is the greatest supporter of Torah learning than any other organization in the world. Which organization gives more to support Torah learning in the world? No individual and no other organization, the state of Israel. Hakaras HaTov that we have to have. It's an Orel HaGoyim that is always the first, among the first responders to any natural disaster in the world. It is a country that has the most moral army, dealing with impossible challenges by our enemies in the most humane way possible. Though one might hear about machlokas, be it in the political or religious arena, and of course the media loves to cover any strife. I'm from Beit Shemesh. I just quote Racheli Frankel, who they asked her, mother of Naftali, they asked her, why does it take such a tzara to bring Klal Yisrael together? Why does it take a tzara to have every Jew, no matter white, red, black, why does it take such a tzara? And she said, it's always there. The connection is always there. We just don't always recognize it. She said, imagine you're driving in a storm, rainstorm, and all of a sudden there's a bolt of lightning that lights up and you're like, whoa, it's like daytime. She says, that's what a tzara is. It's like that bolt of lightning. We're really connected, but we just don't see it. It's usually dark. But for a moment, it's all clear. That's the reality. We're just covered in darkness. We're bound together as a unit. We have the individual, and we have the unit. When one constantly recognizes the Hashgacha Pratis that the land has, feeling, Eini Hashem Elokecha Ba, Tamid, whether my son is patrolling by Gaza or he's back in Yeshiva, Hashem's loving and guiding hand for his nation is felt and is defining in our lives. We just had 2 weeks ago in Daf Yomi, the Gemara in Harios. Did I give it to you? Yeah, in Source 18. That Kahal Yisrael, by definition, is the Kahal of Eretz Yisrael. In the context of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor, when most of the majority of the Jewish people do something, what does the majority of the Jewish people mean? The majority of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. There are mitzvos that apply to the Jews of Israel that have nothing to do with the land, with the physical land. Smicha only goes by Rov Eretz Yisrael. Kiddush HaChodesh only goes. Parom Davar Shel Tzibur. Because Kahal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is Nikrat Tzibur. It's an unbelievable thought by the Beis Yaakov, the son of the Mea Shiloach, the Ishbitzer. He says, in Source number 19, in benching, in the first bracha of benching, we say, Azanes Olam Kulo B'tuvo B'chein B'chesed Rachamim, Hu Nosein Lechem L'cho B'asar, a beautiful bracha, but it's in third person. Hu Nosein, U'v'tuvo HaGadol, Tam L'cho Asar Lanu. And all of a sudden, in the second bracha, we talk to God directly. No Delecha. You did for us. Why the flip? Why the first bracha is in third person and the second bracha is directly to Hashem? Says the Beis Yaakov, says the son of the Ishbitzer. Because the first bracha was written by Moshe Rabbeinu and he didn't make it to Eretz Yisrael. And the most intense relationship, Yoshua ben Nun, when he went into Eretz Yisrael, he wrote No Delecha direct. Because the direct connection that Am Yisrael has in Eretz Yisrael is something that only could be authored by one who experienced it and one who was there. So 70 is about the individuals and it's about the unit. And our modern state has individuals and it has the unit. But also, as we end it off, we know what binds us together. We know how the one and the 70 and the 70 becomes the one. It's our connection to Hashem and His Torah. Maybe Eretz Yisrael itself represents the interface between the physical and the spiritual. It's an amazing thought by the Lubavitcher Rebbe. We know throughout the desert time, the 40 years, there was a special structure as described in Sefer Bamidbar. The Aron was in the middle and the Shvatim surrounding. And they marched. Before Yeshua ben Nun went into Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk tells us in Sefer Yeshua, you have it in the last page, the last second to last source, source 20, Yeshua tells the Am, told by Hashem, when you see the Aron, go into the Yardin, follow the Aron. Ask the Lubavitcher Rebbe. All of a sudden, for 40 years, it was good enough for the Aron to go in the middle. Two Shvatim first, and then the Aron, and then another two Shvatim. And all of a sudden, we're going in, Aron goes first. Why the switch? Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, it's quoted here in the Sefer Biuri Chasidus on Tanakh, he has different words from different rebbes, but one is from here, the Likutei Sichas. The Aron was made of raw materials, wood, gold, described exactly how it was supposed to be made. It's all physical. But nothing about the Aron was physical. Right? Nose et nosav. It carried the ones that carried it. The Aron didn't take up any space. It shouldn't have fit into the Kodesh Kodashim, based on physics and math, but it fit in. The Aron represented, it's all physical, but it's totally supernatural and totally beyond human comprehension. That's the Aron. You're going into Eretz Yisrael, v'halachtem acharav. The Aron goes first, because that's your experience in Eretz Yisrael. Existence of the Jewish people in the land of Israel, right? That is the Aron, v'halachtem acharav. Rav Yaakov Emden even wrote 300 years ago, the greatest miracle in the history of the world is not Kriyas Yamsuf, was not Yericho. The greatest miracle in the history of the world is that we're still here, is that we're still around, that every other nation, Parshas Bo, I was in London for a Shabbos, Parshas Bo. So that Friday, I had like 4 hours. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the British Museum. So I went to the British Museum, Parshas Bo, I have to see the pharaohs, right? So I went, and I was in the Egyptian room, and I was in the Babylonian room, and I was in the Sancherev room, all the rooms. And I was with a Talmud. So I said to him, there are no Egyptians in all these rooms. There's no Phoenicians walking around here. There's no Babylonians. Right? There's no Greeks. We're in every room, and we're still here. Because what binds us is the supernatural, is the connection to God, is the Torah, just like the Aron. Everything about this land borders between the natural and the supernatural, the 70 and beyond. The fruits and vegetables, the themselves have Kedusha. I didn't give it to you. There's an unbelievable Bach in Hilchas Ala Michya that talks about V'nochal mipiria v'nispa mituva. What are we saying? Because we're eating Kedusha. Right? It's physical. Just this past week, we were reminiscing. Last week in my one night for dinner, we're reminiscing how when it snowed, right? Because there was a snow here on Chol HaMoed. So I'm like, yeah, like 5 years ago, it snowed in Beit Shemesh for like half an hour. My kids woke up at 5 a.m. It was like unbelievable. It was like everybody was screaming at 5 a.m. while the kids were out on the street. It snows in Beit Shemesh once every 25 years. Anyway, if that much. So, and my son reminds me, remember you told me to bring the carrot back in. I'm like, what? He's like, no, because it had Kedusha. It was a Shemitah carrot. So you remember you told me after the snowman melted, you had to go bring the carrot. I'm like, whoa, I forgot that. He remembered. Because the carrots have Kedusha. It's not just a carrot. It borders on the physical and the spiritual. You could drive 25 minutes from my house and daven in the holiest place in the universe. You could see the buses, and on it, it says Chag Sameach, and the signs of Mipnei Seva Takum on every bus and car and the train. The psukim on the signs in the zoo, on the cages. Where does this appear in Tanakh? The mezuzah on every store as you walk through Mamila. You could sign a check with the Hebrew date. It borders on the physical, but we're 70 plus. But a year and a half ago, my oldest, who now is back in yeshiva, he finished his time in the paratroopers. So when he stood at the Kotel and he had his hashpa'ah, all Jews there, it's packed, couldn't hear most things. But there was one line I remember. His offer says to him, Chayalim Yikarim, precious soldiers, look in front of you and look behind you. In front of you is the Kotel, behind you is your family. That's what you're here for. Am Yisrael, B'Medina Yisrael, B'Eretz Yisrael, fighting for our heritage and fighting for our destiny. This is the land. So we celebrate. We give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus to live, to visit, to experience being in Eretz Yisrael, to live in a generation of Kibbutz Galias. As was mentioned, 1840, there were 6,000 Jews. From 70 to 1840, there were 6,000 to 8,000 Jews there. That's it. It fluctuated between 6,000 and 8,000 or 9,000. For 2,000 years, the Vilna Gaon said, 1840, the Gula is going to start. His Talmidim started and came to Eretz Yisrael in 1840. Right? When the World War I started, 1920, whatever it was, 60,000. 1948, 600,000. Today, 6.5 million. 1840 till now. Up until 1840, nothing. We're zoche to live in a time of Kibbutz Galias. We could taste the crisp air of walking around Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. We could witness the fulfillment of Yeshayahu's prophecies in front of our eyes. We could study the Torah in the land of our Avos and Imahos. We could dwell in God's palace. Let us all recognize the achievement of 70 and daven for the Gula Shleima Bekarov. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Rosner. Thank you all for coming. Thank you to the sponsor this morning. And we look forward to, Be'ezus Hashem, hearing the news of the Geula, the Karav, Meherav Yameinu.